Great. Thanks, Lance. Hey, look, we're all here, aren't we? Because we love sport. We love to compete, to train, to get fit together. And we also like those kind of make or break moments that sport provides. I don't know if you're watching last week, the Tour de France, the penultimate stage of the Tour de France. It was phenomenal. There was the guy who was leading, Primo Roglic. He was out in front. He had done really well the whole tour. His team had been incredibly strong. But this is the mountain time trial, the penultimate stage. He's 57 seconds in the lead. And the young guy, 21-year-old Tadej Pogačar, I think that's how you say his name anyway, Tadej Pogačar, he was in second place. He is his first ever Tour de France. Nobody expected him to do particularly well. The day came, the mountain time trial, Tadej Pogačar is off second to last, and he seizes his moment. He seizes his moment like he's never seized anything before, and he does the race of his life, overtakes the time of the leader, wins the Tour de France. Youngest ever, well, youngest winner for 110 years of the Tour de France, Tadej Pogačar seized the moment. It was an amazing moment in sport. What about you? I'm sure for you too, as me, life has felt like a bit of a mountain time trial stage of the Tour de France recently, hasn't it? Twists and turns, false horizons, like a constant incline all the time. Lots of challenges for all of us. And perhaps, like many, you've asked the question, where is God in all of this? Where is God during this pandemic? And I don't know what you've concluded. Maybe it's God isn't there. Maybe it's he just doesn't care. Or maybe, hey, look, it just doesn't matter. Well, we're going to look now at a bit of the Bible, account of Jesus's life. And it answers those questions. The first thing it says is God is there. God is there. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. You see, God is there. He has revealed himself perfectly in the person Jesus Christ. If you're looking for God anywhere else, you're going to miss him because he is Jesus Christ himself. Come close to us. Say, you want to know what I'm like? Here I am. God is there. Second question, does God care? Well, yes, he does. This is the second part of that sentence. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. You know, God sees our mess. He sees the mess in the world. He sees the mess in our lives. And he sees us reject him all the time, living as if he's not there, living as if it doesn't matter. And rightly, because we live like this, he is justly angry. But instead of wiping us out, he does something incredible. He sends his Son, Jesus, because he loves us, to live among us and to die on the cross in our place. You know, he didn't just stay dead. He rose back to life 3 days later, proving that this debt we have with God because of our rejection of him is paid for, proving that there is life after death. So it says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. God is there. He's revealed in Jesus. God does care because he sent Jesus to die in our place so that we could be restored into a relationship with him and have life that lasts. So the final part is does it matter? Does it matter? Can you just sit at home tonight and go, fine, Christians and sport quiz, doesn't really affect me. It doesn't really matter how I respond to God. Well, this is how the passage finishes. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. You see, how we live, what we've done, how we reject God in our life by ignoring him as if he's not there does matter. It does matter. How we respond to Jesus matters. And the Bible says that if we reject the Son, we won't see life. We won't see life now and at death. We won't go to meet him and be with him forever. For God's wrath, his right and just anger remains on us. Tadej Pogačar last week, he seized the moment. The moment was in front of him, the make or break moment, and he seized it. I wonder what you're going to do with this message. Today is a Pogacar moment. Will you turn from perhaps your current direction of going, hey, look, God isn't there, he doesn't care, and it doesn't matter, to believing in Jesus and following him? Or will you face life and death alone with God's right anger on you? Hey, look, the stakes are high, much higher than a sports quiz. The choice is yours. And the lasting life offered by Jesus is more wonderful than you can imagine. So what I'd love you to do is, with the teams, perhaps with the person that's invited you along to the quiz tonight, just to discuss this question. It's kind of a really real question, a locker room, a changing room question. Here's the question for you. What would it take for you to seize the moment and turn to follow Jesus? Because whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them.